We told you about this dog. Did you hear about this dog? It's gone national, viral. His dog led state police to its owner after a car crash. And amazing, the police, I think, they, when the state police came along, or thought it was just a lost animal. We have Dan Baldessari again with us, 2 days in a row, a cameo appearance. Yesterday, he was nice enough from Troop D, state police, to update us on icy, icy roads. Today, he's going to talk about the canine wonder. What a story, man's best friend. Trooper, thank you for being back with us, Baldessari. Troop D, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me again, Jack.
Tell us about this story.
It's quite a remarkable story. We kind of dubbed it a real-life Lassie story where, you know, someone's in distress and the dog goes and gets help and brings that person to the person they need. And kind of what happened, our trooper was called to a loose dog on the highway right up on Interstate 89 in Lebanon, which most know borders Vermont. And when he located the dog, noticed it didn't have a collar, was kind of running around, tried to corral it, wouldn't really come to him, but wasn't really running away either. So kind of realized the dog kept going a little bit north, so he wanted to keep it safe on the highway, so kind of stayed behind it. And it wouldn't take off from him, but like I said, just kept going north and kind of following him. So he decided to follow the dog and see where it would end up. As he followed him right over the bridge into Vermont, the dog brought him to a damaged section of guardrail, and they were able to locate a truck that was down an embankment that was, you know, just involved in a serious crash at some point throughout the night, and two gentlemen laying outside the truck suffering from injuries and hypothermia at that point.
Wow. Talk about, I mean, literally life-saving stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to say what would happen if the dog didn't find them, but it definitely would have been a much different outcome, a lot sadder, because we don't know how long they were out there for. It was extremely cold that night. It was wet from the snow, and wow. Like I said, they had suffered pretty good injuries anyhow. So we were able to call for medical attention, get them the help they need, and notify Vermont State Police of the crash.
Wow. And the dog was just determined to lead the officers to the crash scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And then as soon as the dog brought them to the crash site, the dog never really left the owner's side once she got back to him.
Now, let me ask you this, Trooper Baldessari, Troop D, New Hampshire State Police, our segment brought to you by the State Police and Auto Fair each week on Thursday. When you look at a story like this, I bet you some of your troopers who are canine handlers were not that surprised at how smart and great the dog.
They know how smart those dogs are and under the right training what they can do, but for an everyday house, pet, domestic pet like that to, and I believe she was a fairly young dog. I think she's only a year old from what I read, to kind of have that intuition and ability to go get help like that. It's remarkable.
Dogs are amazing. I heard over the holidays about a Boston Terrier that I think the couple lived in Connecticut. There was a problem with the baby sleeping during the night, and the parents thought everything was fine. And the dog was just trying to get the parents to go into the room and would not stop, and the baby had a breathing issue, and the dog saved the baby's life. And, you know, the owner had a good line. We're not worthy of dogs. I mean, when you think about it, they're amazing animals. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was agreeing with you. They absolutely are. You're right.
How are things today? We're going into a snow system tomorrow, but that was just a little bit of a freaky day yesterday with the ice situation and just countless accidents. How did the state police and the DOT and your crew, your folks, come out of all that yesterday?
Luckily, we came out with no damaged cruisers or crashes into plow trucks or fire. So that part was great, and most of the accidents that we did handle were minor. You know, nothing, when I say minor, no serious injuries. So we're very fortunate for that because the roads were treacherous yesterday. I think from 9 o'clock to about probably calmed down around noon, state police responded to at least 80 calls for service statewide with, that includes, spinouts, cars off the road, crashes, and Troop D alone, we had about 26 crashes or spinouts, and the roads were, it got to one point where they were just not even passable, where I'm sure people saw the videos, cars are just sliding, and you're doing everything you can just to keep everybody still, just so we don't get any further damage or injuries. And just as soon as DOT could get out there and treat those roads to get, you know, get everybody going again.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, sir. And Troop D, Trooper Baldessari, New Hampshire State Police, a great story about, as you say, a modern-day Lassie story, a dog, man's best friend, showing why. Make it a great one. Get some rest. I'm sure you're tired before tomorrow. Thank you very much, Trooper, for joining us, New Hampshire State Police and Auto Fair. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Have a good one.